During the press conference here at the Palm Beach County Emergency Operations Center, at one point a reporter told Governor Rick Scott that there are people out in the acreage, flood victims in the acreage and other parts of western Palm Beach County, who feel forgotten, who feel that nobody cares about them, to which the governor replied, "Well, I care." The governor also spoke about the helicopter tour that he took this morning surveying the damage to parts of western Palm Beach County.
We had the opportunity to take a tour, a helicopter tour, of the county, and you could see some of these families and the damage that they're dealing with. Their roads are flooded, their property is flooded, they're concerned about their children getting to school, they're concerned about them getting to work.
The governor then spoke extensively about what he calls the next step. He says the next stage is recovery and damage assessment, and he says that he's going to be working very closely with FEMA to determine exactly how much federal aid Palm Beach County can expect to receive.
That's Christine DeMattei reporting moments ago from Palm Beach County Emergency Operations Headquarters.
All this is leaving one big question: when is all the water going to be gone? Bill Johnson is the director of Palm Beach County's Emergency Management Department.
In some ways, it's dependent on how the water is drained from the area. In some ways, it's gravity. Some ways, it's percolation. And in some ways, it's how the water management district pumps the water out. If it's pumped out, it'll get out a lot faster. If it's percolation and draining, it'll happen at a lot slower rate.
In the meantime, Palm Beach County residents needing help in the storm's aftermath are being asked to call the county's Emergency Operations Center.
The floodwaters that Isaac left in its wake in western Palm Beach County are delivering a stern lesson to us all that coastal areas are not the only places where a major storm can wreak havoc. In one of the hardest hit areas, WLRN Miami Herald reporter Christine DeMattei found some residents still trying to pick up the pieces and wondering when or if they'll be able to get any help.
The houses on either side of Harold Mendenhall's home in the acreage are now small islands in the middle of newly formed lakes. A family of ducks is swimming right up to the front door of one house while the owner moves her belongings into a truck by way of a small rubber raft.
Lisa didn't get in the house, so she got in the garage and on the back porch. So we're just trying to get stuff out to let it dry out.
84-year-old Mendenhall was luckier than both his next-door neighbors. Only his garage was flooded. We ask if he's received any offers of help from Palm Beach County.
No. No way. We don't expect it in this county. We fend for ourselves.
County emergency managers say they've been working around the clock, responding to residents whose houses were engulfed by the floodwaters left behind by Tropical Storm Isaac. The storm dumped about 15 inches of rain on the county within a 24-hour period. Meanwhile, Harold Mendenhall says he's received no word about how the county plans to drain the floodwaters away from his home. He says his first priority, after clearing all the stuff out of his garage, is to buy some flood insurance.
Of all the years I've been here and everything, we've never had water in the house or anything, and it didn't get in this time. I will consider flood insurance now. We'll make out.
Since the storm passed off, Palm Beach County's Emergency Information Center says it's received over 2,000 calls from residents reporting flood conditions and requesting help.
Emergency crews have responded to about 3,000 calls in western Palm Beach County. Many residents there are still trapped in their homes by the floodwaters left behind by Tropical Storm Isaac, and they're still having to wade through waist-deep water. That has County Health Department Director Dr. Alina Alonzo very concerned.
Right now, the biggest hazard is all the stagnant water that we have around our homes. That water is contaminated. It has chemicals. It has debris in it. It might have dead animals, birds, fish. And so, therefore, we're really asking people to stay out of the water if at all possible.
Palm Beach County Health Department spokesman Tim O'Connor says his department has also seen some reckless behavior.
We have reports of people actually water skiing behind cars on the streets, which obviously, you know, you fall down, you're facing, you know, head injuries, any number of cuts, and then that bacteria has an entry point.
Palm Beach County Animal Care and Control Director Diane Sauve says homeowners wading through their flooded yards actually need to be on the lookout for floating beds of fire ants.
What happens during a flooding situation is that ants, which typically are underground, will come out of their beds, so to speak, and they will attach to any debris that's floating. and you will find large swarms of fire ants that are floating in water.
The floodwaters left behind by Tropical Storm Isaac continue to recede in western Palm Beach County, and most of the relief crews dispatched to the worst-hit areas are pulling out. But in some neighborhoods, roads are still impassable, and residents have been left with a huge mess. Last week, when reporter Christine DiMattei tried to report on those conditions in an equestrian community near Lion Country Safari, floodwaters barred the way. But, as she reports, she eventually made it in.
When the flooding in Deer Run was at its worst, both the driveway and the road in front of Tammy Kayworth's home disappeared. She says she and her husband, their four dogs and three horses, are doing okay. But this is the first time she's been able to leave her house in 2 days.
Palm Beach Fire Rescue has been fantastic. They've had, I don't know how many trucks out here, and they came by and asked if we needed anything. And they're escorting people in and out of their homes that can't get out. They've just been great. I can't say enough about them.
The visit to Kayworth's house was one of about 3,600 humanitarian calls paid by fire rescue and other agencies in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Isaac. The record rain that fell during the storm overtaxed Palm Beach County's canal drainage system and caused massive flooding in some of the western communities. Many residents were trapped in their homes for days on end. But fire rescue captain Lee Forshner says the situation has improved so much that relief efforts have been scaled back.
Most of the roads have very minimal standing water in comparison to the past couple days. So we found that a lot of residents were able to now start accessing on their own.
Palm Beach County emergency managers are still responding to health issues related to the flooding. Many residents have expressed concerns about mosquitoes and fish kills. County officials say they've aerial sprayed hundreds of thousands of acres and have hired a private company to collect dead fish from the canals.
It's a turquoise greenish. It's not our normal magnificent gorgeous, but
53-year-old Mallory Morse is looking out at the ocean waters off a stretch of Juneau Beach. She comes here often to soak up the rays and improve her health. Morse says the water looks all right now, but shortly after Tropical Storm Isaac passed off,
there was like a 5-foot wall of sand. Not that hard to get down, but very hard to get back up, and the water looked like rust.
The change in color has left some beachgoers wondering if ocean waters have been tainted by drainage canal runoff from the western part of the county. The canals were working overtime after Tropical Storm Isaac dumped record amounts of rain on the region. Many areas were surrounded for days by contaminated standing water. But Palm Beach County Health Department spokesman Tim O'Connor says the change in seawater color was most likely caused by the storm itself and not the runoff.
There's a lot of sand. You know, we've had the erosion. There's a lot of seaweed that's been blown in. Most of what we're seeing, or experts have expressed to us, is that this is the turbidity or just the fact that the ocean itself has been pretty stirred up.
O'Connor says testing of beach waters from Boca Raton to Jupiter performed during the storm yielded a good or moderate result. Neither rating justifies a no-swimming advisory. I'm Christine DiMattei.